Hello, welcome to the Second Nature Show. My name is Dom Campbell. Thank you for being here today. I'm here with my co-show host, Donna Masterson.
Hello.
And our other co-show host, Alex, is off today. She'll be joining us in spirit and watching from afar. I would like to introduce today a special guest, Lauren Kieran, to the show. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
I'm glad that you're here with us. Lauren is an executive health coach and international speaker focusing on menopause. So today's going to be a juicy show. Lauren, we're happy to have you here with us.
Thank you. I'm really excited to chat to you.
Likewise. Thank you, too. So I'm kind of curious, what brought you into being an executive coach and international speaker focusing on menopause?
Whoa. Very long story short, I had a short, sharp, nasty menopause in my late 30s, early 40s, and I left a six-figure salary job thinking I had early onset dementia. And when I went to my doctor, I found out I'd just been through menopause. So I decided to take my psychology background, my corporate background, my personal training, nutrition, sports therapy, and retrain as a coach and as specializing in health coaching, because I figured that if I'd gone through an experience like that, I probably wasn't the only person. So that's the very brief overview.
That's so awesome.
Was there a specific moment, like an aha moment for you, Lauren, when you said, okay, this is it. This is what I have to do. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, a very specific moment. I'm a single mom and my son's got lifelong medical needs, and being able to provide for him is really important. I have him in a private school as well. So it was really, really important that I had consistency for him and that he was looked after, and also that I could be available for him whenever we had to go to the children's hospital. So when I left work, I was kind of like, oh, okay, now what? I genuinely thought that I was going to have to kind of find someone to bring my son up for me while I kind of rocked slowly in a corner and had other people care for me. So when I went to my doctor and he did some tests and he chatted to me and asked me a load of questions, he just went, Lauren, you've just been through menopause. And I was like, oh my goodness. And literally I sat up strong and proud and I punched the air and I went, wow, it's just menopause. I looked him in the eye and I went, right, that's it. You know, I'm not going to let another woman go through what I've gone through. How stupid am I to have left a job just for something that's a natural life phase, right? Mm-hmm. So that was my aha moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said just menopause.
Yeah.
Just menopause caught me for a moment. And so you said you were working at a job. So they thought you had mentioned something about you felt like you were crazy a little bit. Is that right? You were talking
I had a very senior role in financial services and, you know, I was on a good salary and, you know, I was well looked after by my organization. I commanded a global team and, six million figure budget. And I had to make decisions, you know, like this, 24/7, 7 days a week. And on occasions, I would work 22 hours a day for 5 days straight just to land big programs and projects. So when I found myself not speaking up in meetings, struggling to make decisions, not sleeping for 18 months, and just generally kind of needing my team to really prop me up and support me more, I really just thought I'd started losing the plot. And because I was early 40s, it didn't cross my mind that it was menopause. It was just, I just genuinely thought that, you know, I was beginning to lose it.
So when the doctor said that it was menopause, you were like, oh, okay. Okay. So you just had like this rush of probably enthusiasm, like, yes, okay, now. This and help other women. It's, you know, again, it's just, you say just menopause, but no, it's you were like, okay, you know what, I've done it. It's a normal thing that women go through. And now the thoughts that I had coming out of the workplace and then finding out that I had this, you know, menopause is done. I mean, that's really big right there for you to make that that aha moment and that highlight moment, right? Because then out of focus.
And it just felt so obvious to me because, you know, we don't talk about menopause when you're 30 or early 40s. In fact, I don't think people talk about menopause until they're actually going through it. And if you don't know that the symptoms you've got are menopausal, then the connection's not there. So the very first thing I did was set up like I connected with a local city farm. And I got some of their workspace, their training space, and once a month I got one in together, and they sponsored that, which was great. So it just meant that I could advertise, if you're struggling with these symptoms, then pitch up and have a cuppa, have a snack and chat. There was no agenda, there was no cost, it was just getting women together. And I did that once a month. And then for a different group of women, I worked with the local hotel, and I did a what I call a moment of me time event. So that was kind of more structured. It was a paid event. And in the morning, the women would come together and we'd talk about some, you know, I'd lead a health topic because I've got quite strong health background and got psychology background as well. So we'd maybe spend 20, 30 minutes just debating something that they wanted to talk about. Then we would do some exercise, some movement, but something you could do in your day clothes. You didn't have to put on gym kit for it. So it was a way of just demonstrating that it doesn't matter what you're wearing, you can move your body. Mm-hmm. And then we would make some scrumptious food and we'd eat that. And then we'd do a relaxation session. So that might be a visualization, a meditation, just some yoga and stretching. It just depended on the group of women. And then they would use a spa in the hotel for the afternoon and just relax. So it was two different groups for, you know, just to make sure there was something to attract women who were experiencing typical symptoms of menopause and give them an opportunity just to be with other women in the same situation as themselves. Mm-hmm. And that was really, you know, there was never a business idea behind it. It was just, I don't want anyone else to go through what I went through.
Yeah.
So that's where it all started.
Interesting. You know, the first time being a guy, so for me, it's a little bit, I come at this obviously then different from Donna, right? Because I'm never going to experience this. But I remember hearing about it for the first time when I was a teenager. There was a show on called All in the Family with Archie Bunker and Edith. And I don't know if, Lauren, if you're familiar with the show, but I'm sure Donna is familiar with it.
Sorry.
And that there's an episode where Edith is going through menopause. And people who know this episode, it's like one of the classic episodes of the show because Edith is this sweet person. She's giving. She lives out of her heart all the time. It's like if this woman flies around with angel wings, you know, like she's like such a good person. And then she goes through menopause and it's like poor Archie, man. She goes from being an angel to like a devil, hell on wheels, like in like a drop of a hat. And poor Archie doesn't know what's going on in the household, right? And it makes for a really funny episode. But that was probably the first time in the 70s when people really started speaking about it. Mm-hmm. And it kind of got me thinking, you know, now I'm 50 and my sister's getting there. My mom, of course, had gone through it years ago. But, you know, other people, Donna's, you know, we're all around the same age where the women are going through this. So I'm kind of curious, as a man now, with a lot of women around me in my life going through this, what can I do to help women feel supported when they're going through this experience?
You know the expression, we have two ears and one mouth? Make sure you make good use of them. And pay caution before you use that. It's like if anybody you knew, I mean, I'd almost throw the question back to you and say, you know, if you saw somebody going through a hard time and they were behaving uncharacteristically, maybe they're usually very energetic and suddenly they're very tired. Maybe they're normally very placid and they've got angel wings and suddenly they're becoming the devil. You know, maybe, you know, if they're just kind of doing that alternate behavior pattern sometimes, but not always, then I would just be there, just listen, be patient, and, you know, offer a lending ear, offer to be there for them, offer to go for a walk, make a cup of tea. It's just generally anything you would do for somebody who's just not quite feeling themselves, do that and just be patient. But I can tell you not, I can tell you what not to do.
Let's hear it.
So don't tell them what to do. Don't criticize their behavior. Don't tell them you've got the answers. And don't assume that because they're behaving one way one minute, that they're going to be like that the next minute. Because menopause is a bit like a roller coaster. It takes lots of twists and turns, sometimes in the same minute or the same hour. And you're just not quite sure what's going to come next. Be prepared for a little someone being a lot more emotional than normal as well.
I do have to say that while I was listening to you say that, Lauren, I was like, boy, guys must be really scared. It's like, oh no, oh no. Yeah.
It's really variable. You know, 100% of women who live that long are going to go through menopause. And 80% of women are going to experience one or more of the 34 symptoms. Of that 80%, well, not of that, 25% of women will go through experiences that if they don't get the right intervention, help and support, they will not be able to carry on their life as they knew it.
That's right.
But with the right help and support, everybody can. But that's exactly back to your question, Dom. It's, you know, what do you need to do to help support somebody? And it's just being kind, gentle and patient and supportive, but without, you know, being judgmental in any way whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Lauren, if I was a woman coming to you for support through menopause, how would we work together?
Well, depending what you would present, would depend, you know, if you know, I try and create a whole raft of opportunities for women. So you've got the paid events and the free events so that if someone just wants to pitch up and be with other women, they can do that. Whether that's a more structured way or it's just an open cup of tea and snack kind of way. So that's always available because I think it's really important just to have that inclusivity and have opportunities for women just to pitch up. Because quite often when women are going through menopause, they feel quite isolated, they feel like they don't want to step out, they start to become quite socially exclusive and stop, you know, venturing outside the front door. So you want to create an environment where they can feel safe and secure. So that's one opportunity. With a lot of my executive women, my women of a certain stage, as I've nicknamed my business, we tend to do a call, first of all, just to find out what's going on for them. And then we might go off to one of our, you know, luxury hotels. We'll spend a day doing a deep dive. We'll just look at building up their resilience, getting their core, their base level coping mechanisms back to where they need to be, and then I'll be on tap for them for the rest of the year. And that could be 5 minutes a day, it could be once a month, it's whatever they need. I've got a team of coaches, so I then have, you know, 21-day programs, 90-day programs, 6 and 12-month programs that are based around what that individual's lifestyle is like. So if they're working, quite often it's a structured call for the first 12 weeks, and then after that, it's just a block of time that they can draw down on. Because often what you find is someone's great for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but then suddenly they're going into a meeting or they've got a confrontation and they're suddenly going to a bit of I can't cope. So they know that they can just ring up, and if they can't get hold of me, they can get in touch with one of my team, and they've got that support just to coach them through whatever that experience is for them. So that's kind of the coaching side, and then I do the workplace training and obviously speaking events as well. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious if there's like one thing, if there's a woman who's entering this phase of her life and she's concerned about it, or maybe she's already well into it. Mm-hmm. What's one thing that they could do to kind of help them move through this phase that would really help them that you could offer up?
The key thing, well, I'm going to say it's two things rather than one. Menopause is a natural life stage. However, some women choose to and are benefiting from going down the medical route and looking at hormone treatments. And that coupled with really, really good self-care, I think is a great route. I tried HRT, I tried hormone replacement therapy, it didn't agree with me. And I didn't, if I knew what I know now, you know, 5+ years ago, I might have made different choices. But I've basically gone the natural route, and that was the knowledge I had. However, I think the key thing is self-care. So it's just about honoring yourself, looking after yourself, and putting yourself first, which women are notoriously bad at.
Yes. Could you use, say, really good self-care? Can you give 4 examples of really good self-care?
4 examples?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I'm going to put in a basket a few things. So great nutrition, great hydration. You know, they have to go hand in hand. You have to be looking after yourself to the point where when you go to the bathroom, you're running clear, for want of a better expression, and that you're putting some really good quality food into your body. So menopausal women typically need to have really good quality proteins regularly because of the muscle changes and the hormone changes. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that we can go into that, but basically good nutrition that is as natural as you can possibly achieve buying and preparing for yourself. The next one is moving your body, making sure that you find something every day that elevates your heart rate, even if it's just for 20 or 30 minutes. And that could be walking, gardening, making love to your partner. It could be hitting the gym, going for a swim, whatever just tickles your fancy, but just something that gets that heart rate raised a little bit every day. Typically in menopause, it's great to kind of do something that kind of stimulates the joints. So you want something that's like impacting a lot. So it's something like jogging or skipping or jumping, but joint problems come hand in hand with menopause for a lot of women. So it's about building up to that and finding ways that you can either supplement your diet or your food intake so that you actually can build your joint strength back up again. So you've got nutrition, hydration, moving your body, R&R, good old-fashioned rest and relaxation. So whether that's visualizations, Pilates, yoga, meditation, sitting quietly, watching the ocean, you know, whatever that means for you, just some quiet time, possibly even journaling, just making sure that you reflect on the day, showing your gratitude for what's gone well or appreciation for, you know, the small things that have happened in your day. And then 4 things, gosh, there's so many different things. I'm conflicted between 2 things I want to choose. So I think it's about, there's something really magical about being in service. So just by being able to give back in whatever small or way that's meaningful to you, it gives you a sense of purpose. And I think quite often when you are going through menopause, I come across a lot of women who really do become quite reclusive apart from what they have to do in life. So I think finding something where you can be in service and give back just gives you that sense of purpose and that, you know, sense of well-being, and it's a great thing to do as well.
So well, it takes your mind off yourself, focusing on what's happening to yourself, and puts it on somebody else and being able to get them through whatever they're going through.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, thank you, Lauren. Thank you so much. Really informative.
Yeah, thank you. If people wanted to get in touch with you, how could they do that?
If they click onto womenofacertainstage.com or Women of a Certain Stage Facebook group, and alternatively, I'm occasionally pop up on Twitter as @LaurenChirin. But basically, the Facebook page and the website of Women of a Certain Stage is probably the best way to go with me.
Awesome. And Donna, how could people get in touch with you?
Donna at DesireStateCoaching.com and on Facebook, Donna Masterson.
Awesome. And people can get in touch with me. They can just visit my website, CoachDomCampbell.com. And if you would like to be on the Second Nature Show or know somebody who would, I invite you to have them email us at SecondNatureShow@gmail.com. And you can watch us on the Second Nature Show on our Facebook page, as well as on our YouTube page, as well as in our audio podcast on Anchor. So you can look us up there as well. So Lauren, thank you so much for being here today. This has been awesome. Some wonderful information. We haven't had anybody speak to this topic yet. And so it's been such a pleasure to have you here to share some of these tips. And I encourage the people watching or listening that if you have any questions about this or you need help in this way, reach out to Lauren, see how she can help you. And Lauren, I'm sure you will do your best to get them the help that they need. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's been wonderful.